And we're back on the Refs Calling, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. We're tapping into the Brinker's Jewelers phone line. Junior goalkeeper Anna Marklin representing Southern Indiana women's soccer well as the OVC Goalkeeper of the Week. Anna, really appreciate the time. How we doing? Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
How does it feel to be OVC Goalkeeper of the Week? Not necessarily a new feeling. This is the fourth time you've done it in your career a couple of years ago, Goalkeeper of the Year in the Ohio Valley Conference. But even still, this week, earning the accolade, how does it feel?
It feels awesome. It's been a while, so this one really means a lot.
You know, I care to say that this one might mean the most. At least it might be the most impressive one. You guys knocking down Southern Illinois over the weekend, handing the Salukis their first loss of the year. And I want to talk about the team aspect in a moment, but I want to talk about you right now. Because the game before, you were actually taken out of the lineup. Merrick Schwalbach at the start. And so it's a bit of a different experience for you. You're the incumbent starter coming off the bench there. What was that like, being taken out of the lineup just for the game and then giving another shot, and you post a clean shutout?
You know, we've been struggling the first five games, and we have what it takes to be a great team. So we've just been looking to find that right formula. And that last game, you know, Merrick was called up and did well, but, you know, this is something that I've been preparing for years, and you know, that's when I just put my head down and gave it my all in practice and in warm-ups and everything, because I knew I'd be called up again eventually. And the way our team's really turned it around after those first five games just shows our perseverance and dedication.
Yeah, and to your point, the difference in this team that we saw over the weekend against Southern Illinois compared to the first few games of the year, it seemed really, really significant. So by your estimation, you've got one of the best angles than anyone else. I was there for the Southern Illinois game, but tell me, what was different in your mind, and why did you guys get this result against the Salukis?
I mean, we've been toying with different lineups, and we finally settled on one against Eastern Michigan, and we've just been fine-tuning the connections and building them with this lineup we've focused on. And I think a big difference was communication and organization in the back. I mean, we did switch our formation a little bit, but just building those relationships with each other and trusting each other, and I think it really just finally clicked in this game.
There were a couple of times in this game that the Salukis hit the crossbar, hit the post. I'm sure that as a goalkeeper, that gets you a little bit, you know, heart racing, a little bit anxious. But take me through some of their chances, because they had some of them. They had plenty of them, and you squashed all of them.
They did have a few chances, and honestly, I think it was the back line that did such a great job. I don't think they had a single shot on target other than those crossbars, and those moments, of course, are little panic moments, but we got, I don't want to say lucky breaks, but we were doing our job well, and it really showed through that game, and we were able to clean those up, so.
No, it's not luck, because luck does not get you OVC Goalkeeper of the Week. That's Anna Marklin right now, right here on WREF. The Brinker's Jewelers phone line. Brinker's Jewelers can be found on the corner of Green River Road and the Lawn Expressway, an Evansville tradition since 1972. That little green box from Brinker's Jewelers. Also find them online at brinkersjewelers.com. Sunday, the ninth career solo clean sheet for Anna Marklin, the redshirt junior for USI Women's Soccer, en route to a 2-0 win against Southern Illinois, handing the Salukis their first loss of the year. So, Anna, I ask you this. Is this the aha moment for this program? We know that this team is really, really good. You guys hosted in the OVC tournament a season ago. You have a lot of returners from last year. So a lot of people expecting the team to hit the ground running. Not necessarily the case, but after winning this game against Southern Illinois, what should fans expect in the weeks ahead of OVC regular season play?
We've been saying this whole time that we want to be feared. You know, we're pretty new to the OVC, but we have the players, we have the team, we have what it takes. And I do think this past game, it really clicked for everyone. And as long as we keep working hard and keep our momentum, I mean, we're going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Now, I'm not saying that you aren't already, but you're talking about wanting to be feared. Is there anything else that the team, the program, feels that you guys need to accomplish in order to get to that status of, uh-oh, we're playing USI, fear?
We just need to keep executing. Like I said, we have what it takes. We know we can. We just need to prove that we can and keep getting results and keep our momentum moving forward.
And an opportunity to get your second win of the year, second straight win on Thursday at 7 against Valparaiso. What do you know about the Beacons, and how do you guys match up?
You know, I haven't really looked too much into them yet. I will soon. But I kind of like going into games not knowing much about them, not knowing what to expect, so I can just play and do my job and focus on, we always say we focus on us, and that's how we win. So we're going to focus on us and what we can do and how we're going to play, and that's how we move forward.
Anna Markland here on WREF talking about soccer, the OVC goalkeeper of the week. She posted a clean sheet solo on Sunday against Southern Illinois en route to a 2-0 Screaming Eagle win. Hey, Anna, here's the deal, right? I work in sports. I speak with student athletes, coaches, all day, every day, basically. And so I know a lot about sports, but then again, I'm kind of living vicariously through the athletes and the coaches I speak with. I was never able to do what you do, at least at a high level. Tell me, and the listeners right now, what is it like? What is the feeling of making a big save in a big moment? Because not many people have the opportunity to experience that. What I'm really getting at is, what is the closest thing you can do to replicate that feeling in everyday life? I'm just kind of curious.
You know, I don't want to say it's an adrenaline junkie kind of thing, but it really is just a big rush of adrenaline. And you know, that moment when, like, say you have a test and you've been preparing so hard, so long for it, and you get that score that you wanted or even better, it's like that. And I've skydived before, and I don't really want to compare it to something like that, but that moment when you jump out of the plane and you're like, oh, this is awesome, this is exactly what I wanted, like, it's just a big rush of adrenaline.
Okay. I like that. I've been skydiving once, never again, but I did it. It was a lot of fun, and I'm glad I did it, but you have to do it multiple times a game. See, that's the thing. I had one skydive in me for my life, and you've got that pit in your stomach feeling in you maybe 5-10 times a game every time a team, an opposing striker gets close, so I don't know what that says about you. Probably means that you're a little bit strange in some ways, that you're weird, that you pursue that feeling. Am I right?
You know, everyone says goalkeepers are a little weird, so there must be something to it. There must be a little something there. But, yeah, chasing that adrenaline's not for everyone. And learning how to handle it and stay calm in those moments it takes a weird person, you could say.
All attributes, by the way, staying calm being one of them. As an attribute of a leader, a captain on this team, you as a redshirt junior, a leader for this team. And going back to Sunday where you guys won 2-0, I'd imagine it must have been pretty cool for you to see two of your teammates score their first career goals in Paulina Campos and Haley Coker at the end for insurance. But your vantage point on that, you're way far from the action, about, what, 100 yards, give or take. So how much are you able to celebrate and acknowledge that in real time? And then as a leader on the team after the game, what did you do to celebrate Paulina and Haley?
Oh, I was so happy for both of them. You know, like, anytime someone new to the team steps up and contributes instantly, it's huge. And I always, every time we score, no matter how it happens, I run up and give them a hug, especially the freshmen, because it's so big getting your first career goal. And, you know, after the game, we just really took our time and nice and sweet and just really took it all in, because we need to enjoy that feeling and remember that feeling so we can keep having that feeling in the future and keep working toward it.
USI Women's Soccer has another home game this week, 7 o'clock on Thursday against Valparaiso. They go on the road on Sunday to play Bellarmine. They finish non-conference action a week from then, September 14th, against Purdue Fort Wayne at home. That is Anna Markland, the OVC Goalkeeper of the Week, right here on WREF, the Brinkers Jewelers phone line, talking all things USI women's soccer with the goalkeeper herself. Anna, really appreciate the time. Congratulations on the individual accolade, the team win, and everything in between. And we'll hear from you again real soon if you're cool with that.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much as well. So with that, we take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.